It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo to, not CCM Health. We're going to visit with Leah Liatola from CCM Wellness Center. Leah is the Wellness Center and Community Health Director, and we've visited before, Leah, haven't we?
Yes, we sure have.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday again.
Thank you.
I remember when Wellness Wednesday opened up, you had us over there, I think, for the grand opening or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that sounds right. About 5 years ago.
It was, okay, I was going to ask you, how long has it been since the Wellness Center
opened? Yep, it will be 5 years in June.
Okay. Yeah, and you've been there all 5 years from the beginning, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does the Wellness Center and Community Health Director do at CCM Wellness?
Yeah, so I oversee the operations, programming, and staffing here at CCM Wellness Center, and I'm also involved in developing CCM Health's community health initiatives. One of my favorite parts of my job is witnessing so many individuals choosing to show up for themselves and really just make progress on their journey towards improved health and well-being here at the Wellness Center.
Yeah. For your listeners, you can't miss the Wellness Center. It's right along Highway 7 there. It's a beautiful building, just an amazing place in southwestern Minnesota, and especially in the community of Montevideo. It's a great place, isn't it, Leah?
Yes, it sure is.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about something specific this morning because you have, a challenge coming up you want to talk about?
Yeah, for sure. So the CCM Wellness Center Wellness Challenge is coming up here in February. I'll just tell you a little bit about it. It's an 8-week program that's designed to help participants develop sustainable habits to improve their health and overall well-being. So kind of fun. It focuses on multiple pillars of wellness. You know, it's not just a weight loss challenge. We look at those different pillars such as physical, emotional, nutritional, as well as lifestyle. And then our participants earn points each week by completing a specific challenge and then tracking their progress. So the overall goal is to encourage, you know, mindfulness and promote long-term healthy habits while we're providing motivation through a fun and competitive structure.
Awesome. So you're having a challenge. So who can participate in this challenge, Leah?
Yeah, it's open to residents of Montevideo and surrounding areas. Teams can include, you know, coworkers, your family members, or just friends. You can join as a team of four or register individually, and then we'll pair you with other participants to form a team. So we never want somebody to avoid registering because they haven't formed a team. Just go ahead and register, and we'll pair you up.
Oh, man.
We offer cash prizes for both the top individuals as well as the top team. So you're kind of competing as a team as well as an individual.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
You got to make it fun when you have a, you know, workout and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely, yep.
So when does the challenge take place, and is there a cost to it?
Yep. So the challenge will run from February 9th through April 5th. The cost is just $10 per person, and all of those entry fees go back towards those cash prizes at the end.
Okay, I'm sorry. What were the dates again?
Yep, February 9th through April 5th.
Okay, so a couple months to get the challenge. 8 weeks, actually, you said,
yep.
Right? Okay.
8 weeks, exactly.
So exactly how does the challenge work then, Leah?
Yeah, like I mentioned, participants will sign up in teams of four. We ask them to come up with a team name and then designate a captain. And each week, you'll earn points for completing a specific wellness challenge. And then there's also a weight loss component. So participants can earn 15 points for every 1% of weight loss that they experience throughout the challenge. So we take the initial and the final weigh-ins. We collect those here at the Wellness Center. So you just have to commit to being present for those initial and final weigh-ins. And then the weigh-ins that you do in between initial and final are on your own and on your honor. But it's ultimately going to take that official starting and ending weight to calculate those weight loss points. But we also offer points for, you know, donating blood or volunteering at a local blood drive, volunteering in your community, and then donating to the local food shelf. So there's a good variety.
Okay. Can you give us some examples of the weekly challenges that the 8 weeks? Can you give us some examples, Leah?
Absolutely. So like I mentioned, there's a variety. Some are going to focus on nutrition, some on physical activity, some on lifestyle to improve your social and emotional wellness. So the intent is to help participants build healthy, balanced habits. So let's see. Some examples would include, I think week one, we start with a steps challenge. So just getting everybody up and walking more. We ask you to aim for 10,000 steps each day. But if you're someone that always achieves that, maybe you want to up it a little bit and go for 12,000. So it's designed to meet you where you're at and challenge you from there. So another example would be like a water challenge. So drinking at least 64 ounces of water daily. We're doing a social connection challenge this year where we encourage you to reach out to a friend or loved one each day. A morning routine challenge. So we're recommending that you dedicate the first 15 minutes of your day to a practice like journaling or stretching or meditation. So those are kind of some examples of the variety that's offered.
So it's not all about physical then each week, isn't it,
no.
Right?
That's correct. Yep. Okay. We've got those social, emotional, and lifestyle type challenges as well.
Okay. Man, it sounds fun. I might have to join.
Yeah, you sure should.
So why should people participate in a challenge then, Leah?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic way to kickstart healthier habits, you know, in a really fun and supportive environment. Whether you're looking to improve your fitness, create better routines, or connect with others, there's something for everyone in the program. The team aspect adds that accountability and encouragement, or maybe for some competitiveness, you know, to stay motivated over those 2 months. Mm-hmm. If I could, I'd like to share a little success story from our team. So a big shout out to Sarah Crosby, one of our dedicated team members here at CCM Wellness Center. Maybe some of you have seen her testimonial on our YouTube page.
Yep.
Yeah, or down at the movie theater. So Sarah actually participated in our wellness challenge in 2022, where she not only placed, but has continued making incredible progress. So she, as of now, has maintained 130-pound weight loss.
Wow.
Yeah, and fitness has really become a consistent part of her life. After joining as a member, she did take advantage of our personal training services and even went on to become a group fitness instructor. So it's been, you know, really inspiring to watch her transformation. We're so proud of all that she's achieved, and she's a team member with us now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's kind of changed her life, hasn't it?
I think she would say yes. Yep, it's been life-changing. Yep.
You know, speaking of Facebook and social media, I follow Sarah, and it's a great story. But recently on the CCM Wellness Facebook page, you invited your members to share their why. Why? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So the idea behind that is, you know, this time of year, many of us are thinking about our New Year's resolution. You know, that's common. But at CCM Wellness Center, we're encouraging people to take it a step further and focus on their why. You know, why do you want to be healthier? Is it to live longer, improve your mental health, keep up with your kids, or just, you know, being the best version of yourself? If you can connect with that deeper motivation, it can make all the difference in staying consistent throughout the year. So this month, like you saw, you know, on Facebook, we've invited our members to actually write their why on the windows of our group fitness studio.
Right. Yep.
And it's such a great visual. It's been just really inspiring to see all the unique responses.
Yeah, I've read a few of them, too. And my favorite one, I think, is on the why is, why not?
Right,
somebody
yeah.
wrote that on yep. there. I thought, yeah, why not?
Simply put, yep.
Yeah, it's a great idea there. So as you kick off the new year here, what messages do you have for our listeners, Leah, looking to prioritize their health and wellness?
Yeah, I would say, you know, my advice is to start small and focus on progress, not perfection. Think about the habits you want to build, but most importantly, stay connected to your why. Remember that wellness isn't about a quick fix. It's about creating a lifestyle that supports the things that you care most about, whether that's taking more steps, drinking more water, or spending, you know, meaningful time with loved ones. Every step adds up. And don't forget, it's okay to ask for help or seek out a supportive community like ours at CCM Wellness Center to keep you on track. You don't have to go at it alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, just visiting with you, Leah, I can tell you love your job at the Wellness Center. Tell us why you love your job. Why do you like working at the Wellness Center?
Yeah, I think, you know, being surrounded by a team that's passionate and forward-thinking and, you know, genuinely cares about making a difference makes this a truly rewarding place to work. And like I talked about before, just being in an environment where people are choosing to show up for themselves and make progress on their health and wellness journey is just what's not to love about that. Right. Yeah, it's a great space.
Okay. So tell us again, how can people sign up for this challenge? And if you don't have a team, that's okay. You can do it, you know, sign up as an individual, right?
Yep, that's correct.
So how can they do that again?
Yeah. The easiest way to sign up would be going to our website, which is ccmhealthmn.com, and then you'll go to the Wellness Center tab at the top there, head down to 2025 Wellness Challenge, and then there's a little blue button that says Register Today. So you can read all the details of the challenge there as well. And then it's just an online form that you'll fill out with the details of your registration, and then you'll want to make sure that you show up for that initial weigh-in coming up here in February. Those are actually on the 5th and the 6th of February.
Okay.
And those times are specified on the site.
Right. Yep. So that's pretty easy for everybody. If you have a busy schedule, then you can make one of those 2 days. So
yeah.
Talk a little bit about the Wellness Center. How, you know, if people are interested, can they take a tour? Can they find out about it? Maybe they've never been there before. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so we are staffed 7 days a week. Monday through Thursday, we're here 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 7 to 5:30, and 8 to noon on both Saturday and Sunday. So our door is open when we're staffed. You don't need to make an appointment or call ahead. You can just simply walk in and request a tour. We can provide that at any time. We'll give you some information about the membership options and rates that we have and get you to join us. You can do a monthly membership, or you can do paid in full for a whole year. There is a cost savings on committing to the full year, but I would say it's most popular for people to do the monthly option.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have group fitness classes, you know, included in your membership. That's a really popular amenity, so getting you connected with one of those classes that interests you. Otherwise, we offer complimentary equipment orientations, which is very valuable. That's where a fitness specialist is actually going to take you around either one-on-one or in a small group setting and orientate you on the equipment and the machine so you can start out feeling really comfortable and confident in the environment.
All right. And where you're located again, Leah?
Yes, we are right off of Highway 7 here. Can't miss us. Big sign, CCM Wellness Center, and staff those 7 days a week. So come check us out anytime.
All right. Leah, thank you very much. And, have fun with that challenge once again. That sounds a lot of fun. And just want to encourage any of our listeners to give Leah a call at the Wellness Center in Montevideo and sign up for
the
challenge.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep. Thank you, Leah.
Thanks.
Leah Leotola, the Community Health Director at the Wellness Center there in Montevideo. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.